passage of scripture that we're considering today.
大家早上好，我们这是一个很好的一段经文。
We're reminded in the passage of scripture that you just read that we must be ready.
这一段经文教导我们要警醒。
Ready for the Lord's return and wise in the things that will take place.
我们要在准备神的主耶稣的回来，要在他回来的事上好好的做一个聪明的管家。
Although we do not know the day or the hour, it is important for us to be prepared.
虽然我们不知道哪一天哪一个时候，但是我们的准备是很重要。
And certainly, again, we would say that Jesus gives us the example to follow.
可我们再一次重复说，这边主耶稣再给我们一个例子，我们可以跟随。
I'm fascinated by a story that we read in Scripture that has also been put to music in a chorus that I learned as a kid.
我这边的这个经文，我在小的时候我知道学习一个诗歌是用这边的经文来唱的，是相当好的一句诗歌。
The little chorus goes something like this: The foolish man built his house upon the sand, and when the rains come tumbling down, that the house was washed away.
歌词是讲说，圣经节就是说，愚昧的人把根基建造沙土上，当风暴来的时候就被冲走了。
But that the wise man built his house upon a rock.And when the rains came, the house stood firm.
但是聪明的人建造他的房子在磐石上，等风雨来的时候还是能够站立得住。
I've often said that we need to know what we believe and why we believe it.
我经常强调说，我们要知道我们信什么，我们为什么相信。
This morning I want to talk about truth and standing for truth.
今天早上我要谈论到真理，并且为了真理能够站立。
The reason I refer to the little chorus is because it oftentimes that as the world is changing, we see that truth is not always relevant.
我刚才为什么提起这首诗歌呢？因为我们今天看世界上许多事情在改变，我们有的时候发现真理并不真正的存在。
And yet there is one constant, and that constant is that Jesus never changes.
但是有一个不变的定律，就是主耶稣不变。
While Jesus was indeed gentle and kind, he also took a bold stand against sin.
虽然主耶稣是一个和蔼跟和平的一个主，但是他在罪的上头却有强力的一个反应。
In fact, when confronting the evil religious leaders who were dressed in religious garb, his anger took many by surprise.
尤其是在那些穿着制服的一个宗教的领袖们的态度上，有许多人很诧异。
He sharply rebuked the religious leaders of Israel for their turning their privileged status into an opportunity to gain wealth and power.
他严严的责备，就是在以色列那些宗教领导们用他们的高的地位来得到个人的得势。
So from an example of Jesus, we learn how to stand up for the truth.
所以我们从主耶稣的例子看到，说我们怎么样为真理站住。
Even at times when we might lose popularity or suffer persecution for doing what is right.
虽然有的时候我们会受到攻击，我们有的时候人家不理睬我们，但是我们还是要为真理站住。
Jesus was not afraid to stand for truth.
耶稣并不怕为真理站住。
And we see many examples of this in Scripture, and this morning we will unpack some of that.
我们看到圣经里面有许多这些例子，今天早上我们要来观看几个。
Very often people portray Jesus as meek and mild teacher who taught his followers to love others as themselves.
经常知道就是有人把耶稣形容成一个很和蔼、很温柔的一位主来教导罪人。
We are reminded by Jesus as well to avoid retaliation by turning the other cheek.
主耶稣也自己也教导我们说不要去报复，我们别人打了我们的右脸，把左脸也挡，让他打。
To pursue peace and to avoid judging others.
我们要追求和平，我们也不要来随便判断别人。
While Jesus did possess these qualities and teach these values, the picture is incomplete.
当然我们知道主耶稣有这些的德性，但是这样子的图画并不是一个完整的。
The scriptures clearly reveal that Jesus was more than a weak person.
因为圣经也很确实的向我们启示说，主耶稣并不是一个很软弱的人。
Which is often portrayed in art or on television or even in the movies today.
我们经常在艺术的这个作品上头，或者在今天的电视或者电影节目看到说，主耶稣一个软弱的人。
Jesus was not afraid to stand for truth.
主耶稣不怕为真理站住。
The enemies of Jesus, though, were cared more about pleasing others than living by truth.
主耶稣的敌人们呢，反而是比较希望能够得到别人的好评，而不愿意为着真理站住。
Let me see if I can unpack that with a little background from the Old Testament.
让我试试看，先用旧约的背景啊，这个来分解一下。
Many centuries before the earthly ministry of Jesus,
在主耶稣这个事工的几个世纪之前
，the Jewish people were conquered by the Babylonians and carried off to Babylon as slaves.
啊，巴比伦王国打败了这个犹太王国，把犹太人掳到巴比伦去。
With their temples destroyed and their land destroyed by other cultures,
当他们的圣殿跟他们居住的地方被外邦人毁灭了。
The Jews took to look to the law of Moses to sustain their national identity.
那这些犹太人呢，就借着他们摩西的这个律法来定义他们这个民族性。
And to maintain their distinctiveness as God's chosen people.
让他们在这个世界上还要维持自己的是神选民的一个独特性。
In order to help them apply the law to everyday life in their new and unfamiliar home,
他们为了要在他们不熟悉的这个环境跟家庭里面来实习他们摩西的律法。
Teachers of the Hebrew Scriptures wrote very carefully specific instructions for the people to follow.
那这个旧约圣经的教师呢，就写了相当详细的这个规条，教人怎么样去行。
However, what began as a practical aid for the laws or for the Jews became a sacred tradition that took on a life of its own.
可惜的是呢，就是当初为了要实行怎么样很这个具体的这个生活的惯例，到了最后。变成一个律法，变成一个他们所觉得是一个神圣不可侵犯的东西。
The body of sacred traditions developed by the elders eventually took over the very law it was intended to uphold.
这些神圣性的旧约所谓的传统，居然超过了神的律法。
By the time of Jesus, failure to observe traditions was regarded as disobedience to the law of God.
在主耶稣那个时代，如果你触犯了传统的任何一个东西，那个等于就是触犯了神的律法。
Furthermore, the man-made religiosity became the means by which many Pharisees maintained the illusion of moral superiority over others.
更加的呢，反而这些法利赛人呢，他们用了来维持这些传统上面的这个规条，他们来比较说我比别人更属灵。
Ironically, their religious zeal put them at odds with God.
这是比较讽刺的，就是他们因为他们宗教的这个热爱，反而引起他们对神的冲撞。
Not only were they motivated by lust for power,
他们为了要抢夺权力来做事情。
Their traditions often violated the law that they supposedly cherished.
而他们的传统也经常刚刚好触犯了他们所尊重的那个律法。
During the time of Jesus' earthly ministry,
在主耶稣地上的这个服事的时候，
worship in Jerusalem temples had become big business for religious leaders.
在耶路撒冷的这个敬拜，这个过节是在这个他们那个时候很重要的一个商务上的一个重点。
The chief priests refused to accept the very currency. The chief priests refused to accept any currency except the shekels minted in Israel.
那个时候的祭司长呢，他们拒绝了任何世界上的这个钱币，只接受就是犹太人的舍克勒来做奉献。
Money changers within the temple precincts gladly exchanged any currency for Jewish shekels.
而他们在这个圣殿的范围里面呢，设立他们自己的摊子，能够来交换钱。
At an inflated rate, and they pocketed the differences.
他们交换的汇率呢，当然是对着他们自己特别好，然后把中间这个利润呢，通通收在口袋里。
Furthermore, the law of Moses stated that any animals offered to God had to be flawless.Only the best would do.
更加的呢，就是摩西律法说，你如果要献给神的任何的祭物，都要是没有掺杂、完全没有瑕疵、完美的一个祭物。
So the men running the temple would inspect the animals brought to the sacrifices to verify that the offerings were worthy.
所以在圣殿里面，这些利未人、这些管圣殿的人，他们要很详细的去检查这个祭物，确保它是完整无瑕疵。
Again, however, this was nothing more than a game for them.
可是呢，这个还是另外一个游戏。
They arbitrarily rejected animals so they could offer a suitable replacement exchange for a fee.
因为他们可以随心所欲的来拒绝那些人带来的祭物，而把他们自己可以卖出去更高价的祭物来代替。
And then only later, the suitable animal offered for exchange had only moments before been unsuitable sacrifice of other worshippers.
No, I'm sorry.
The suitable offering that was rejected only later became acceptable for other worshippers.
他们所拒绝的这些祭物呢，转了一遍了一下，他们收进来，然后就转卖出去给另外一个要来奉献的人。
At the end of Jesus' ministry,
在主耶稣这个事工的结束的时候
，He condemned this religious system.
他在那边定这个系统的罪。
He exposed it as being morally bankrupt.
他把这个他们在他们道德上面腐败的这个东西向大家公开。
As a matter of fact, Jesus in his indictments offered a woe.
主耶稣在他的这个讲的里面，他说有祸了，有祸了。
And then he addressed the scribes and the Pharisees directly.
然后他直接的对这些文士和法利赛人说。
In the original language, the woe was an interjection that expressed outrage of sorrow.
在原文里头，这个祸这个字是一个感叹词，讲到他心中的这个哀痛。
While Jesus had a soft spot in his heart for people who had been trampled on by the world system,
主耶稣的心有一个柔软的位置给那些在世界上受压的人。
He had little patience with the religious leaders who neglected or abused others.
他对这些宗教的领袖在那边欺压别人的，他一点没有耐心。
What is important and what I'm trying to unpack here is that they had direct access to the truth of God.
这里的重点是呢，这些人他们对神的真理有直接的这个方法到神的面前。
Yet they used their privileged position.To hoard wealth and power.
但是他们却是用他们那个受人尊敬的那个位置来赚钱，来增加他们自己的权利。
Make no mistake, they knew what they were doing.
我们要相信的，这些人了解他们自己在做什么。
And when Jesus boldly expressed their rebellion, it put him on a collision course with the evil ones.
所以当主耶稣公开在那边斥责这些事情的时候，我们就看到主耶稣跟他们在走向一个冲撞的一个路上。
Obviously, not every encounter with wrongdoing would be met with such passion.
当然，我们知道没有不是说所有的这些不对的事情，主耶稣都有这么强烈的感觉。
Jesus encountered evil in many different ways.
主耶稣在许多的方面接触到邪恶。
And he often responded with great compassion for the sinner.
而且往往他都是对着这个犯罪的人，他有很大的怜悯。
Nevertheless, even when Jesus took a more gentle approach, he was always fearless and direct.
无论如何，不管虽然他的心是柔软的，但是他对罪的事情都是很直接、很了当。
God is not impressed with religious rules.
上帝对宗教的这些规条并不欣赏。
He wants people to do what is right because they are motivated by his love.
他要人们因为他的爱来做正确的事情。
I've taken considerable time this morning to look at the biblical background from the Old Testament in order to help us to understand what God wants for us today.
我刚才多用你的时间来讲旧约的背景，就是要来了解神今天对我们人的这个心意是什么。
As we determine to take our stand against evil,
当我们今天下定决心要面对这个邪恶
，There are four principles that emerge from the examples of Jesus.
我们这边有四个重点。
One,
第一
，Remember your mission helps you navigate through the storm.
记得你的这个目的要怎么样在这个风暴的中间让你走正确的路。
Or another way to say it simply is to stay focused.
换句话说，你要集中你的注意力目标。
It is not enough to know what is wrong with the situation. We must also define what is right.
只知道一件事情的这个负面并不够，我们必须要知道一个事情它的解决 的东西是什么。
Once we have determined the correct course of action, we must then keep our eyes focused on following it.
当我们决定了正确的行动之后，我们必须要专心的注重在这个路的上头。
Even if others discourage us or persecute us，
虽然其他的人可以逼迫我们，可以使我们灰心丧胆。
I'd like to share in this personal example that happened this last week。
我想跟你们讲一下上个星期我发生的一件事情。
I was having lunch with some businessmen from our community。
我在我们社区中间一些的商人中间，我们吃个午饭。
At the end of our luncheon and our conversation, the waiter gave us our check.
在我们的午餐跟这个会话的结束之后，这个服务员给我们一个那个账单。
We each had a meal that cost approximately about $11 a person.
我们大概每一个人平均花了大概11块钱吃的午餐。
At the bottom of the check, when it was handed to us, the total that we owed was only $11.
所以当这个账单结底下，他只写我们所欠的只写了十一块钱。
I noticed that something was drastically wrong because each of the four meals were listed at 11 something.
我知道有些不对，因为它上面所写的这个四个餐每一个都是十一块钱，但是结束的这个总数还是十一块钱。
Making conversation, I said to the men who were at the table with us, "This is our lucky day."
所以我就对我们桌上的这几家人说，这是我们幸运的日子。
And they began to laugh and say, "Well, let's leave. Let's pay the $11 and leave."
那他们中间有人在开始笑说，好吧，那我们就只付十一块钱可以走了。
It was at that point that we had quite a long discussion, and I said, "Well, I can't do that."
这个是在我们一连续的这个谈话结束的时候，我说对不起，我们不能这样做。
It was important for me to stay focused in the fact that I knew a mistake had been made.
因为我发现了这边有一个错误，所以但是我还得必须待在我这个要走的这个目标的上头。
It was a time to stand for the truth.
在这个时候，我要为真理站立。
And I said to the other gentlemen that are there, if you choose to leave, that's your choice, but I will remain and pay the entire bill.
所以我跟其他人说，你们要走，请便，你们尽管走，但是我会继续留下来，我付所有的这个费用。
Simply because the truth is more important than saving a dollar or two.
因为老实说，真理比这个省几块钱更重要。
I said to the, as the men left, and I said to the waiter, I think that you've miscalculated how much we owe.
所以当这些人走了之后，我跟服务员说，我想你大概这个计算错误。
And the waiter said, thank you for noticing that because I would have had to pay the difference out of my own pocket.
这个服务员说，哦，谢谢你，我确实做错了，要不然的话，我得自己掏腰包付这个钱。
You see, we need to stay focused in what we know is right. That's how Jesus would want us to respond.
所以我们看到我们的目标一定要抓稳，这个是主耶稣要我们所做的。
The second thing that I discover in Jesus' examples for us from the scripture is that when we encounter evil, it requires us to respond with sword-like confrontation.
Sword-like.
Mm-hmm.
第二件我发现的事情就是，当我们遇到邪恶的时候，我们必须好像有一个用敌对、用拔刀的这种方法来对待它。
Not peace, keeping compromise.
不是为了要解决和平，大家在那边妥协。
We must stay alert.
我们必须要很警醒的。
One early Christian writer likened God's word to a two-edged sword.
一个早期这个写圣经的人，他说神的话是一个两刃的利剑。
The Bible says it's able to judge the thoughts and the intentions of the heart.
圣经说可以把解剖这个人的思想跟意念。
In other words,God's truth has a way of cutting to the heart of the matter.
换句话说，神的话能够直接地袭击到这个事情的中心。
When a clear moral issue is at stake,
这是一个很重要这个道理上面的一个重点的时候。
People-pleasing compromise will tempt us to lay aside the word of truth.
经常那些要妥协的人呢，会要求我们把这个真理的话放在一边。
However, we must remember to keep our sword pointed at the issue.
然后我们要记得，我们把我们的剑继续针对着这个事情的中心。
So preparing ourselves for the gathering storms, the first practical lesson is to stay focused.
所以我们为了要预备将来的要来的那个风暴，我们第一个是我们要集中我们的注意力。
The second is to stay alert.
第二个是我们要警醒。
And the third is to be strong.
第三个是我们要刚强。
See, being bold when there's a principle worth fighting for is worth the risk.
我们知道我们因为这个事情它是值得我们花这个代价，所以我们要刚强。
Even if it offends and results in misunderstanding, stay strong.
甚至于我们会引起有一些人误解，但是我们还是得刚强起来。
As Christians, misunderstanding is often an occupational hazard of being truthful to the word.
成为一个基督徒，被人误解是我们所谓的一个职业性的伤害。
Others will certainly misunderstand or even deliberately misconstrue our good intentions.
往往有些人不了解我们，甚至于他故意来歪曲我们的这个好的意思。
Cutting to the heart of our basic desire is that we all want to be liked.
我们投入到我们自己心里头的感觉，我们知道每一个人都喜欢人家喜欢。
Nevertheless, the moral stand that you must take will be ultimately worth the sacrifice.
但是无论如何，我们在这个伦理上的所应该站立的稳的，就是我们要最终要愿意付出的代价。
The fourth principle that we learn from our lesson of scripture today is to stay realistic.
第四个宗旨，我们今天所学习的就是怎么样还是要现实化。
Speaking up for what is right is not a guarantee that you will win or gain respect.
说出真理，并不一定代表说有保证说人家会尊敬你，人家会接受你。
A few minutes ago, I described what happened in Jerusalem in Babylon at the captivity of the Jewish people.
我刚刚形容了一下，就是犹太人怎么样被掳到巴比伦去。
We talked about when Jesus was in the temple.
我们也提到主耶稣在圣殿里。
He took a strong stand against the outrageous evil of the religious leaders.
他维持了一个很刚强的立场来面对这些宗教领袖们的错误。
And what happened was a storm gathered around him quickly.
所以那个时候我们可以发现说在主耶稣的周遭忽然有这个一个风暴聚集。
He understood the risk.
他了解他的所花出的代价。
In fact, he even knew that it would lead to his death.
他甚至于他了解这个会带领他走上死亡的路。
Listen to what he said to his disciples.
听听他对他门徒所讲的话。
On the eve of his arrest.
就是他在被捉捕的那个晚上。
If I hadn't come and told them, the religious leaders, all this in plain language,
就是如果我不来跟这些领袖们讲这些事情
，It wouldn't be so bad.
事情不会这么坏。
As it is, they have no excuse.
但是如今这些人他们没有借口。
Hate me, hate my father.
他们恨我，他们恨我的父。
It's all the same.
是相同的事情。
If I hadn't done what I have done among them,
如果在他们中间不做我已经做成的事
，Works.No one has ever done.
这些工作没有人敢做的。
They wouldn't be to blame.
那他们也没有任何可以指责的地方。
But they saw the God signs and they hated anyway.
但是他们看到神的这个启示，他们还是痛恨。
Both me and my father.
我还是痛恨我跟我的父。
Interesting.They have verified the truth of their own scripture where it is written.
这里就说他们在这个圣经上已经证实了神的这个真理。
They hated me for no good reason.
因为圣经说他们无缘无故没有理由的恨我。
You see, sometimes the evil that we face is so firmly entrusted that we will not see its defeat in our time.
但经常我们是面临到这个邪恶呢，他们自己相信说，在我们这个时代，他们不会被击败。
In fact, the fight may even require us to sacrifice everything, including our lives.
那当然，在这个征战的中间，有的时候要我们付出许多的代价，甚至于我们的性命。
But the Lord does not call us to be successful.
但是主耶稣并没有我们叫我们去成为成功的。
He calls us to be faithful.
他是叫我们去忠心。
Success or failure is ultimately his responsibility.
因为成功或失败最后是他的责任。
Ours is to be sure that we stand on the correct side of the issue.
那我们的责任呢，我们必须要在任何一件事情这个真理的部分要站得住。
In conclusion, let me say this.
最后结束，让我说这句话。
When faced with taking a stand, for what is right,
当你在面临要选择站在正确的立场的时候，
our greatest temptation is to remain neutral.
我们最大的这个
to forfeit moral leadership.
最大的挑战就是站在这个中立的地方，放弃我们在这个道德上的真理。
For the sake of popularity.
主要是为了让大家能够还继续接受我。
Certainly, we should choose our battles wisely.
当然，我们必须要很有智慧来选择我们的征战。
And be sure of our motives before we take a stand.
而且要了解我们自己的动机，在我们怎么样来站立。
But we cannot allow the approval of others to outweigh faithfulness to God and the truth that he loves so much.
我们不能让别人的赞同来支持我们对神的忠心，跟神他对自己对真理的这个爱惜。
Like Jesus, we must stand up for truth.
像主耶稣，我们必须要在真理上站住。
Even if we lose popularity,
甚至于我们失去大家的热爱。
And suffer persecution for doing what is right.
我们因为做正确的事情被人攻击，被人伤害。
May the Lord bless His word.
主耶稣祝福他自己的话语。
Thank you, Father, for reminding us of the importance of truth.
天父，我们感谢赞美你，让我们了解真理的重点。
And standing for truth.
能够为真理站立。
Might we be wise men?
教导我们怎么样成为有智慧的人。
And build our house upon the rock.
把我们的房子建立在这磐石的上头。
That when the winds and the rains come, nothing can tear it down.
所以当风和雨来的时候，并没有办法冲倒它。
And as our prayers go up, may the blessings come down.
当我们的祷告往上去的时候，你的恩典往下来倾倒在我们身上。
In Jesus' name,
Amen. 奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。